Previously on Adventures in Odyssey.
I was Misty Grant.
Oh, hi, Miss Grant.
The Perilous Pen seems to have access to your work.
He gets a scoop on upcoming comic book projects and tells the world.
What have you decided about signing with Maximized Comics?
Well, I haven't actually decided yet.
Someone broke into his house to get his artwork.
You think Dee Grant had your house burgled? Why would she do that?
Well, to create a crisis, to get Wooten to sign with Maximized Comics.
Katrina, what happened?
Whit collapsed at the association meeting. They took him to the emergency room.
I have to go!
Jules.
Vance.
You're not bailing on me, are you? Because if you were thinking about ditching me, I'd have to say that it's too late. Fulfill your part of the arrangement, and we'll have no problem.
I will.
Hey, Buck. Should you really be walking in the park after dark?
It's safe, isn't it?
Funny you should bring that up. Oh, and you might want to think twice about putting up a fight. No one will believe self-defense, and any complaint against you could make the juvenile authorities think twice about letting you out early. Sweet dreams.
Thanks for calling, Eugene.
Of course.
Hi, Katrina.
Hi, Jason.
Sorry it was so hard to get through. I was handling an estate sale and left my phone in the car.
I'm glad I was able to reach you.
Where do they have my dad?
Inside the ward. Dr. Graham is with him now.
Is he conscious?
He was coming to when they brought him in.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he was happy that Eugene called the ambulance.
No surprise. I don't understand, though. Why didn't I know about the meeting? I'm a member of the association. I would have been there if I'd known.
It was supposed to be a private meeting, though there were a few people there.
Yeah, it was a kangaroo court. They want to pressure him into supporting that festival. Listen, I should go see him.
Jason, may I advise that you calm down first?
I'm calm, or at least I will be by the time I find my dad.
Oh, what arrangements did you make for Buck?
He said he'd finish up at Wit's End, then walk home.
I hope we're not breaking any rules as his halfway house providers.
Eugene, we're more than that.
Well, we may desire it, but will Buck allow it?
Maybe if you engaged him more.
Huh?
This is the time to shape our future together. He needs you to be a father figure.
Isn't he beyond that?
I don't think so. You can start with finding some common ground. He needs to feel connected to us beyond room and board. I still think that's why he's working so hard. He's trying to pay us back. He'll talk to you in a way he won't talk to me.
Well, I'll do my best, but finding common ground with anyone is hard for someone like me. I'm not exactly normal.
Oh, one of the many reasons I love you.
Okay, are you guys gonna talk or what? My ears keep popping from the vacuum your silence is making. Come on, Wooten? Huh? Penny?
I don't know what to tell you.
It's easy. Are you signing with Maximized Comics? Why is it such a hard decision?
Well, it's like Penny said to Dee Grant. I put a lot in relationship and trust Hadley, and she was kind of, what's the word, Penny?
Threatening.
Threatening?
Don't do something you'll regret, she said. That sounded threatening to me.
Aw, it wasn't a threat. She just wants to push Wooten to a decision.
Breaking into the house to scare Wooten is another way to push him to a decision. Even Hugo Wells could have done it to get Wooten's art after Wooten said no to him. And then there's the Perilous Pen.
Okay, the pair of you are getting really paranoid.
Oh, it's hard to think clearly when I have to think suspiciously at the same time. I don't have a lot of practice.
I don't believe this! The biggest comic book company in the world wants to publish you, and the biggest art collector in the world wants to collect your art, and you're getting full court attention from the biggest comic book blogger in the world, and the two of you have turned those into bad things.
Well, there is something to be said for living in obscurity.
Not true! You deserve to be known, Wooten. I know! You need to get out of here to clear your heads.
And go where?
To Hell's Diner for some of their delicious Boston cream pie.
But what about you? I mean, will you be all right here by yourself?
If anyone breaks in, I'll be prepared.
How?
I'll hide behind the stereo ahead of time so he won't have to throw me there.
Good thinking.
Eugene, Katrina, where's Whit? How is he? Tell me he's all right. I don't think I'll survive another shock in this waiting room. I hate this waiting room.
Connie, take a deep breath. He's fine.
Jason has gone back to be with Mr. Whitaker and Dr. Graham.
I've played this scene before. They're going to come out and I'm going to have a meltdown. Someone may need to slap me.
Are you asking for a volunteer?
Stop it.
Yeah? Oh, Jason.
Hi, Connie.
How is he?
Well.
No, wait. I may need to sit down. No, I should stand my feet.
Huh.
Will someone catch me if I pass out?
Before or after we slap you?
Eugene, really? Huh?
Dr. Graham has done a variety of tests. She needs to do more before she makes a diagnosis. She wants him in here overnight, if only to force him to rest.
Oh, well, that's good news.
Yeah, it's a relief. Mm. He sends his love to all of you, but said you should go home.
We can't see him?
Not tonight, but I'll stay.
Let us know if you need anything.
Listen, I'm really glad you were there when he collapsed, Eugene. Mm. I hope Ms. Adelaide is happy.
Jason, I don't think you can blame her for what happened.
I know, I'm just being cranky. Now go. We'll see you all tomorrow.
Oh, Penny, I've moved beyond a sense of bewilderment to... I don't even have the word for it.
Flummoxed. That's a British word for feeling confounded and confused.
Yeah, it's a good word, flummoxed.
Gobsmacked is pretty good, too. Hmm? That's another British word. It's kind of a hand-on-the-mouth expression. Gob being your mouth.
Then yeah, I'm feeling flummoxed and gobsmacked.
Me too.
I mean, Dee Grant wants me to make a decision and I have to tell her something.
I would hate for you to sign with her if she broke into your house, but it'd be bad if you didn't sign with her because of that and she had nothing to do with it. It's a dilemma.
Yeah.
The cure for which is this piece of delicious-looking Boston cream pie. Wooten, have you thought any more about Hadley?
Do you mean his unfathomable ability to break things or the unusual part in his hair?
Besides you and me, he's the only one with easy access to your artwork at the house.
Yeah, but he was the victim of the break-in, Penny.
That's what he says. But what if he faked it?
Oh, why would he do that? He was home alone. If he wanted to go through my artwork, he could have done it without me ever knowing. Like he might be doing right now while he's... they're alone.
But then, you'd realize he's the perilous pen because you'd know where the information came from. He might have faked the whole break-in to cover his tracks.
Oh, it's also Pulp Fiction.
I'm thinking of buying a fedora.
I don't want to believe Hadley's capable of that kind of deception.
Well, someone is. Wooten, we have to take decisive action.
And I would. But I can't make up my mind how to do it.
Sorry.
Oh.
I hate to bother your alone time, but I tried to call.
Yeah, I turned off my phone to avoid interruptions.
Good thinking. Hey, is that the Boston cream pie?
Zelda, another slice of Boston cream pie, please.
On the way, hon.
While you were gone, the Perilous Pen did an update.
Let me guess, he's announced that I've signed with Maximized Comics.
Have you?
No, but the Perilous Pen will probably make the decision for me.
Well, this one says there's a mother in the Sleuth Family Robinson.
Yeah, I announced that at Comic-Connellsville.
Her name is Emma Robinson.
Oh!
And she's an expert in psychology and motivation in the criminal mind.
Oh.
So the Perilous Pen got it right.
Oh, it's like you can read my mind.
Or your house.
And here's your pie.
Thank you. Here's what I think. You need to go through your house and catalog everything you have.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Why?
Well, we have to know what's in your house, or was in your house, to figure out if the Perilous Pen is using it as the source for his information. If so, then we know he was behind the burglary. If not, then the information is coming from somewhere else.
Well, that makes sense in a convoluted sort of way. What do you think, Wooten?
I think I'm flummoxed and gobsmacked, but I'm willing to do it!
Do you think Buck is home?
The light in his bedroom window was on.
Buck, we're home!
I'm upstairs!
I'm sorry we're so late. I tried to call you.
Sorry, the ringer on my phone was turned off.
We were at the hospital. Mr. Whitaker's...
Perhaps we could have this conversation in normal tones.
Oh.
Come down, please. We have some news.
Okay.
Is everything all right?
Yes, ma'am. I'll be right down.
Are you hungry? I wouldn't mind something to eat.
There are some leftovers in the refrigerator.
Hmm.
Buck, Did you eat?
No, ma'am. But I'm not hungry.
You should have something. Buck, what happened to you?
Buck?
I fell.
Fell?
From where? The top of Wits End? Abrasion, scratches. Is that a contusion?
Where did you fall?
McAllister Park. Walking home.
What caused you to fall?
Buck, you look like you were attacked.
Well, that's what caused me to fall.
You were attacked?
What?
I ran into the wrong people at the park. It's all right. Don't worry.
Don't worry? Being mugged in one of our parks is no small thing, and it's virtually unprecedented.
Do you know who did it?
Some boys out to cause mischief, and I guess I got on their way.
Well, I'm going to call Detective Polehouse.
No, please. Huh? We don't want the police involved.
Why not?
It will look bad. You know how Detective Polehouse feels about me. He'll assume I'm to blame for any trouble around here.
We will simply have to correct his assumptions.
It's not worth it. Please, let me handle it.
Handle what? Do you know who did this?
It's better that I don't say.
I disagree.
Buck, I know you're used to dealing with things on your own, but you're with us now.
I appreciate that, Miss Katrina, but it's not a big deal. Just some kids trying to show their muscle to the new guy. I don't think it'll happen again.
Oh.
And if it does, then there'll be no further debate about who did it and why. Do you understand?
Yes, sir.
Oh, come to the bathroom. Oh, I want to treat those cuts.
Oh, look, Wooten. Huh? There are fire engines on your street.
Oh, I hope Mrs. Kramer's all right.
Uh-oh. They're in front of your house.
Huh? Wooten.
Oh, slow down, Penny. There's a firefighter right there.
Okay.
Sorry, ma'am. We can't let you through.
But that's Wooten's house. I mean, it's his house.
Yeah.
Who are you, sir?
I'm Wooten Bassett. Is everything okay?
Better than it was. But we got the blaze under control.
Blaze?
You mean like flames and smoke and charred wood and smoldering cinders?
Yeah, you should pull over behind that police cruiser. The officer there can help you.
Yes, sir. Oh, Wooten.
Blaze doesn't have to mean that everything is burned, does it?
Jason?
Hi, Dad. I thought you were asleep.
I'm thirsty.
Oh, here, I'll pour you some water. So how are you feeling?
Tired. You don't have to stay the night. Go home.
Here.
Oh, thanks.
You know, Dr. Graham isn't very happy with you. You should have seen her days ago.
Well, I've been a little busy.
No excuse.
Are you going to lecture me?
I could, but I won't. Why didn't you tell me about the association meeting, Dad? I would have been there.
I tried to call your cell.
I was handling an estate sale out at the Dempsey Ranch.
Wanda Dempsey's place? Oh, that's right. She passed away a few weeks ago.
Yeah, our kids are getting rid of everything. And I mean everything. Did Connie tell you about the trunk?
I'm not following this conversation very well. What trunk?
It was her mother's. She filled it with Connie's school papers, drawings, that sort of thing. She wanted Connie to have it for her kids.
Oh, that's sweet. We did that with some of your things.
Yeah, I thought about that. You were the keepers of my history, even when I didn't care about it.
Your mom insisted that your history was part of our history and ought to be preserved.
Yeah, she always had a hard time getting rid of things.
Well, it was more than that. She wanted you to remember that your life wasn't just about you. You're part of a bigger picture.
So there was a philosophy behind her stockpiling, huh?
Well, there was a philosophy behind everything your mother did.
Yeah.
What are we talking about, son? Is there something Dr. Graham didn't tell me?
Nah, I'm just being sentimental. It was sad to me that the Dempseys didn't think it was worth keeping anything of their mother's, except for whatever money they could make from it.
Well, some people see the price of everything and the value of nothing. Oh.
Listen, you go back to sleep, Dad.
I'll be happy to. Good night.
Good night.
Hey, It doesn't look so bad from here. Maybe it's not so bad.
Wooten Bassett?
Yes, sir.
I'm Chief Woodley.
I'm Penny.
I'm Hadley.
I'm sorry about the wait.
May I go into my house, please?
Not until we're sure it's structurally safe.
Oh, the damage is that bad? Oh, I had hoped it might be just scorched wallpaper or a melted Jiffy Pop container.
Mr. Bassett, I don't know how to say this. Your house is gutted.
But it doesn't look so bad from here.
Well, the shell of the house may look all right, but everything inside is destroyed.
Well, I'd like to see for myself, please.
Well, you can't. Not only do we have to make sure it's safe, but we're treating it as a crime scene.
Crime scene? But why?
We understand that you had a break-in recently, and there are a few other things the fire investigators want to go over. Do you have a place to stay tonight?
The Odyssey Hotel.
Does it have a pool?
Hadley.
Pools are great for stress reduction.
Detective Fullhouse will be in touch tomorrow morning. I'm really sorry. Good night.
Oh, thank you, Chief. Everything is gone?
Hi.
Hi, how's Mr. Whitaker?
He's resting.
What's wrong with him?
They don't know. They want to do more tests.
It's stress. You can tell it to look at him.
Speaking of stress, you left Wits End without telling me.
Yeah. Sorry. Buck saw me go.
That's not the same as me knowing you went. Where did you go?
You know how I feel about being interrogated.
You've overused that line of defense. You went off with Vance.
You're spying on me?
And that's the last time you get to use that line. The point is, you should have told me before you left.
You were busy.
And you didn't want to tell me because you knew I'd ask about it.
That too.
Jules, this game or whatever it is has gone on long enough. What are you and Vance up to?
He's a friend. Well, not a friend. An acquaintance.
Friend or acquaintance, Vance is a particular kind of trouble. I see the difference in you when you're with him and when you aren't.
What difference?
Without him, you actually turn into the person I suspect you really are. But when you get with him, you go back to being hard and cynical.
I haven't noticed.
How about telling me what's really going on?
I don't know how.
Words strung together in a coherent thingamajig would be a good start.
Well,
Connie!
Penny? I'm glad you're home. Something happened.
Connie!
What's wrong?
I don't know how to say it.
Words strung together in a coherent...
Not funny, Jules. Penny, what's happened?
Connie, Wooten's house, it burnt down.
Oh, Penny. Oh, no.
Katrina, I'll admit I'm still unsettled about not reporting what happened to Buck. You know, I woke up this morning with the inclination to call Detective Polhouse.
I had the same feeling. But I'm worried that Buck is right about causing unnecessary trouble.
Do you think he should go to school today?
Oh, I'd rather he didn't. Not looking the way he does.
Good morning.
Oh, good morning, Buck.
You're dressed for school.
It's a school day, isn't it?
We were questioning whether or not you should go, all things considered.
But I have to go. I don't want to fall behind in any of my classes, and I'm helping in the library at lunch.
Buck, you look like somebody put you in a tumble dryer.
Miss Katrina, it's important that I go to school. I have to show that...
Show what?
That I'm not afraid.
Who are you showing that to, Buck? The ones who did that to you?
Then they are at your school.
Please, let me handle it the way I know how.
Oh, that's what worries me, Buck. We're letting you handle everything your own way. Overworking yourself at school, painting Wits End, now this. You don't have to prove anything.
It's not that.
Then what is it?
I don't know how to explain it. I want people to see that I'm not what they think I am. I'm not the guy who comes into town to take whatever he can get from it. I'm here to make a difference.
The people who matter already know that. And the others will see it in time.
I want to believe you.
Buck, your desire to make a difference is a good one. One could argue that it's God-induced. Yet, our significance isn't merely in what we do. It's in who we are. Or rather, it's in who we let God shape us into being.
Work hard by all means, Buck. But not to gain acceptance or to prove anything.
Do you understand?
I'm trying to.
So maybe you should take the day off.
I'd rather not. It'll be all right. Honest. Besides, I have these sunglasses. What do you think?
Well, apart from it being a cloudy day and the fact that you'll be inside a building, I'm sure no one will suspect a thing.
I don't know, Wooten. Is this a good idea?
Well, I want to see the house in the daylight. From this angle, you'd never know anything happened.
Yeah, besides part of the roof being gone.
Yeah, there's that.
And the blackened wood along the front windows.
Oh, that too.
And those
Okay, from this angle, looking at just the front door, you'd never know anything happened.
I'm sorry, Wooten. I feel like it's my fault.
Hmm? How could it be your fault?
Well, if I stayed home instead of going to Hal's Diner, then it might not have happened.
Or you would have been there and gotten hurt.
I still feel responsible, and trust me, feeling responsible isn't something I usually feel.
Let's go, Wooten. It makes me sad to think about everything that was inside.
I'm trying not to think about it.
Oh, it was just stuff, guys. I mean, isn't that what I'm supposed to say?
That's what people say on the news after something like this happens.
Is that how you feel, Wooten? That it was just stuff?
Well, right now, no. But we should go. I have work to do.
But the post office told you to take some time off.
No, not that kind of work. Kind of work I should have done a long time ago.
You're going to write that novel that you told me about?
No. I'm going to find the Perilous Pen.
How will you do that?
The Perilous Pen is on the internet, which involves technology and websites and transmission of data. And who is most qualified to break through those codes and find the truth?
The FBI!
No! Eugene Meltzner.
Who?
Wow, what a night in Odyssey. Everyone seems to be dealing with something difficult. Pain and loss and confusion. Yet, even with everything that's been happening in Odyssey, I was thinking about Whit and Jason. Whit gave an important clue about how to view our lives, especially when things go terribly wrong. It'd be easy to become selfish or depressed or feel sorry for ourselves. But Whit reminded Jason that our lives are really part of a bigger picture, a much bigger picture. And not just any picture. Whit was referring to the bigger picture created by God. It's a picture that includes His plans and His love and His mercy. So even when we've lost things we care deeply about, we're not alone. God is with us, no matter what. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. The Ties That Bind was written and directed by Paul McCusker, with sound design by Christopher Deal, and music by John Campbell. Our executive producer is Dave Arnold. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.